in Billy's first line, he says, "Oh, my mouth is on fire!" Now here, Billy's mouth isn't literally on fire. That means that he has tasted something very, very spicy or very hot, and thus he feels his mouth is on fire.
Or when you're really hot, like if you go to the beach in Kaohsiung, and it's a hot summer day, you can say, "Phew, I'm on fire." It means I'm really, really hot. Now, of course, if something really does catch on fire, you do say it's on fire. But when you use this phrase to describe how you feel, most people know you're just kidding. Especially when you have a fever, you can say,
"My head is on fire.
I'm on fire. I have 104 temperature." Then you really do feel like you're on fire.
Now, in Jennifer's first line, she says, "I feel so good. That warm hot pot certainly hits the spot on winter nights." We use the phrase "hits the spot" usually when we've eaten something and we're very satisfied, we're very full, or when we've satisfied a craving. We would say it really hits the spot.
Or when you have a certain pain and you take a medicine and the medicine cures that pain. Or, for example, if you have a back pain and you get a massage, you can say, "Oh, that hits the spot. It takes away the pain." Now, in Jennifer's third line, we have, "You're gonna have a little Montezuma's revenge." Now, this is actually a joke that is also a historical reference. Montezuma was an Aztec king. Now, the Aztecs were the ancient Indians of Mexico. And the problem was that the Spaniards came and they kind of conquered the Aztec people and brought illnesses. They brought outside sicknesses, and all the Aztecs got sick. So it's a phrase we use now to say that when Americans or white people go to Mexico and eat Mexican food and get sick, especially diarrhea, that Montezuma's taken his revenge.